Okay, this is Parak Yudches in Hilchos Eidos. Now we start the Halachos of Eidim Zomim. Halacha Mishei B'Shaker V'Nodav Eidim Shehei B'Shaker Zeus Nigra Eid Zomim. So when a person gives false testimony, right, and witnesses testify to that fact, considered and afraid of Zomim. Mitzvah to say Lasso Lokomashi Rosso Lasso Zvegus Lokomashi. So the positive things you do Eid Zomim. To that which she's going to do, the person is testifying against. In so if the sin they were testifying about is stoning, they get stoned. And the Shrefa and Shrafin. And if it was Shrefa that they were falsely testifying to, they get Shrefa. So all the capital punishments apply. And if they testified about the transgression of Malchus, so each one gets what they call Malchus, as anyone's obligated to Malchus. So they estimate how much they can handle. And then, what do you call it? Give them, markets. They may do lechayv alam, mishalshen alam b'nei lefi min ha'edim. So if they testify about, falsely obligating someone in a payment, so then we divide the amount according to the number of people. Why? Klachah, yitan chalak amagilo. Each one pays a share. We no kum makam tashuman, but we do not, give markets in a situation of repayment. This is when you have something called Hazama. Aval Shteki does a Maku shows Zuzu. This is the difference here. This is where two sets of witnesses contradict each other. Vein kan edus, right? And therefore we have no witness testimony at all. Unun then we don't punish any of them. But if you know the other, you cast a shakranis because you have no idea which of the two witnesses, two pairs of witnesses, excuse me, is lying. Now, what's the difference between contradictory testimony and Hazama? Hachashu so, contradicting with the testimony itself. Zosimaris hayadavar. One guy says this happened. One guy says it didn't happen. Or Yovam called the Reish Lohaya. Or what do you call it? You can easily deduce it from the statements. But the Hazama is actually about the witnesses themselves. Right? What do you call it? Imni hadavar. Right? So, in such a case, because they're doing Zomim, so since it's focused on the witnesses, the witnesses who disqualify them do not know whether or not the thing took place or not. Case that was an example. Let's say witnesses come and say, we saw this guy kill someone else, or this loan took place on this day in this place. You after they testify, and they get examined. Two other witnesses come. They say, this day, you're with us. You're with us all day. They're examined. Sorry, what do you call it? And this never happened, that this guy killed the other guy, or this guy made a loan. That's contradictory testimony. If he says to them, how can you testify in such a way? For instance, they say, yeah, the murderer, for example, was with us in this other country all day. That's harezu edus muchashos. Right, it's considered contradictory testimony. This event didn't take place. Right, because he was with us. But if they say, we don't know if this guy killed on this day in Yerushalayim. Let's say the witnesses come and say, we don't know if this guy killed him or not in Yerushalayim, as you say. We're testifying that you, as witnesses, were with us that day in Babel. That's Harei Luzomim, those concerning Zomim, and Eregon and Rishamim, they're either killed or pay. Because ultimately, why are they Zomim? Not testifying about the validity of the testimony, they're challenging the authenticity of the witnesses themselves. We believe the second set over the first set. That's simply Zeresh Pasuk from the Torah. Even if the first set of witnesses are 100, about Shnayim, two others come, Zimom, they say, you 100 with us the day you claim to testify. Malcolm Pony, this place, Harela Nanshin, Alpiam. The 100 get punished based on testimony of the two. Shnayim Kamea Mea Shnayim, because two is like 100, and 100 is like two. So two groups ate in the contract each other. Ain't no Kanaka Rove, no Kash the Rove. Majority of Doha and Ashtan. Rather, we go based on the word of those two. So the Eidim Zomim do not require warning. The Eidim Shechachashu Uvasof Uzmu. Let's say Eidim start by contradicting testimony, and in the end they become Zomim. And already they're looking or looking at the Shaman, they get killed or whatever punishment they were testifying against, they get Meishachashu Tchila Hazamahi. Because initially contradicting testimony is like Hazama Elo Shabanim Nigra, but we say it's like Hachasha that hasn't completed yet. has morphed into Hazama. Okay. So Eidim Zomer only takes place in front of them. But you can contradict testimony, the witnesses, not in front of them. The witnesses who are Zomim, not in the presence of the other witnesses, that's considered a contradictory testimony. Therefore, if the witnesses who are Zomim die, before they testify in front of the other witnesses, this is not testimonial, because it's considered contradictory testimony. So, in cases of capital punishment, where there was contradictory testimony and not Zomim, even if what do you call it, the person they testified against was killed, comes to court to prove the suspect's murderer's innocence, and look at Marcus. Because it's a prohibition that is what do you call it? That is coming to that results in capital punishment. And look at love. Therefore, you don't get Marcus in such a case. Basin Machinus or Marcus Martin coming short. But Basin can go ahead and punish him with rabbinical lashes as they see fit. Aiden Zoman's Rihakwaza. So Aiden Zoman require a public announcement. The Hayakiakwasan, what's the announcement? Kosum Shokum Holy Every Year. Pony Pony Vihargunum. So they send out letters everywhere, and they say these guys are raiding Odin Zomer. We're going to kill them. Or luck if they know on national so kaf, you know, or whatever they gave him lashes, or they punished him so and so with money. Because it says in the Torah, those remain will hear about this and they'll be afraid. Finally, so the obligation for Odin Zomer to pay, what they're obligated to pay is really knas. Therefore, they don't pay when they admit their own guilt. Kesa, for example, let's say they testified and their testimony was examined in Bezin, and they afterwards they say, Shneam, Edus Shekhar, and then they say, we lie. And there really is, what do you call it? This guy doesn't owe the other guy anything. Oshamro, they say, no, I'll say, or we testified about this thing, Huzamnu, and Zomim, we don't make them pay as a result. Let's say they say we gave testimony concerning this guy, and we were disqualified to Hazama on the court, right? And we're obligated to give him this amount of money, right? They pay. Mamon. Let know, because that's considered an acknowledgement of debt, where the case was adjudicated to give him to him. And if one witness makes a statement, he must pay that amount. That is Parak Yuches. We'll continue with Parak Yuches next time.